I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. In his first full day in office Tuesday, U.S. President Donald Trump met with Republican congressional leaders. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It'll be the new GOP leadership team's first formal sit-down here at the White House. House Speaker Mike Johnson and new Senate Majority Leader John Thune will attend, with top deputies Steve Scalise and John Barrasso. They're looking to chart priorities with Republicans now in control of both the executive and legislative branches, but the GOP-led Congress differs on some ideas and strategies as it looks to deliver on Trump priorities like tax cuts for the wealthy and mass deportations. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Included in the flurry of executive orders issued by President Trump shortly after he was sworn in Monday was the shutdown of outgoing President Joe Biden's Customs and Border Patrol app, or the CBP-1 app, which had allowed hundreds of thousands of migrants to enter the U.S. legally by scheduling an appointment on the app. Reuters correspondent Naima Pratton reports.
Some 280,000 people had been logging into the app daily to secure an appointment as of January 7th. Then, on Monday, an alert came through. Existing appointments scheduled through CBP-1 are no longer valid. U.S. border authorities confirmed they had shut down the app and canceled appointments, leaving migrants like Nidia Montenegro from Venezuela in tears. Montenegro is among thousands of migrants who had their hopes of legally reaching the U.S. suddenly dashed ahead of their appointments. Asylum restrictions last June blocked most migrants crossing illegally from claiming asylum, instead encouraging them to use new legal entry programs, including CBP-1.
Devers Reuters correspondent Naima Pratton reporting. This is VOA News. One day after U.S. President Donald Trump began his second term in office, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called on Europe to develop a joint defense policy and be willing to increase spending to ensure it can guarantee its own safety. Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Zelensky said Europe must be responsible for its own defense.
We need a united European security and defense policy, and all European countries must be willing to spend as much on security as it truly needed, not just as much as they have gotten used to during years of neglect. If it takes 5% of GDP to cover defense, then so be it.
The Ukrainian leader said Europe must become more of a global player when deals about war and peace are made. He said Europe must have a seat at the table and not merely be a bystander. Authorities with Turkey's Interior Ministry say at least 66 people have been killed in a fire at a mountain resort hotel. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones has this report.
A fire at a ski resort hotel in Turkey's Bolu Mountains killed dozens of people on Tuesday, with some guests escaping by leaping from windows in the middle of the night. Authorities said the blaze, which also injured at least 50, started at 3:30 a.m. on the Grand Kartal Hotel's restaurant floor. Broadcasters showed footage of white bedsheets dangling from the charred 11-story building. A guest told a local broadcaster he saw people panicking and jumping out. Authorities said they were investigating what caused the fire. It coincided with school holidays, when many families from nearby Istanbul and Ankara head to the Bolu Mountains to ski.
That was Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reporting. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio was sworn in as Secretary of State Tuesday, becoming the first member of Donald Trump's administration to take office. Rubio was sworn in by Vice President J.D. Vance during a ceremony at the U.S. State Department. Speaking to reporters immediately afterwards, Rubio said in his role as the nation's top diplomat, he will follow the philosophy of Trump, the man who appointed him, and said when it comes to foreign policy, the priority of the U.S. State Department will be the United States and furthering the interests of the country.
This is true in government, but especially at the Department of State. Everything we do must be justified by the answer to one of three questions. Does it make us stronger? Does it make us safer? And does it make us...